message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
What God has destined and purposed for you shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say louder, amen? We're going to the Word of God. A lot of time has already been spent in worship and in various aspects of ministrations, and I know that somebody's testimony shall be the greatest in the name of Jesus. If that you are that person, let your amen be the loudest. If you are that person, let your amen be the loudest. Above only their high favor. This is a high favor banquet, and I know that nobody will go back home without the favor of God in the name of Jesus. I'll try to be very fast because of the limited time that I have now. It has been established over the last few weeks that God's intention for you and I is to be above only and not beneath. It has been said and explained over and over again that it is not God's intention or decision or plan for you to be on the ground. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 13, that's our anchor scripture for the month. You are meant to be above only. You are not designed, assigned to be beneath. I mean, I wonder, why do you ever think that God would not want you to do well in life? Why? As good and as bad as you are, as a human being, you desire every day that your sons, your daughters do well. In Matthew 7, verse 11, Bible says, if you as evil men know how to give good things to your children, how shall he not with him freely give us all things if we ask of him? If you as evil as you are know how to give nice things to your children, how much more will God himself give what you desire to you? So God loves you. He never intends for you to be on the ground. If you are on the ground, it is not God's intention. If you are crawling, it is not God's intention. If things are not working, it is not God's intention. This morning, we look at something very vital that will bring you to that above only status that God has designed for you. It is called favor. Somebody say favor. At the topmost of your voice, somebody say favor. In Psalm 102 verse 13, Psalm 102 verse 13, the Bible says, thou shalt have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her has come. Yea, the set time has come. Psalm 102 verse 13. So God's intention is to bring you to a set time, which is a set time of favor. Somebody say a set time of favor. God wants to bring you to a set time. And if you are that person and you have entered into that set time, let your amen be the loudest. Amen. To lack favor is to lack flavor. To lack favor is to be in trouble. According to Psalms 30 verse 7. Psalms 30 verse 7. When you lack favor, it says, Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou did hide thy face and I was troubled. When a man lacks favor, he's in trouble. You will not be in trouble. When they say someone is in trouble, that person is in trouble, is because he lacks favor. Lack of favor makes a man and a woman in trouble. Quickly this morning, because of our time, what is favor? What is favor? Favor is divine privilege. Favor is divine privilege. Number two, favor is receipt of great benefits. Receipt of benefits. Great benefits. Great in quote. Receipt of great benefits. Number three, what is favor? Favor means securing help and assistance. Securing help and assistance. Securing help and assistance. And Roman figure number four, what is favor? Favor means preference. Being preferred. Being preferred. Being preferred. When you are preferred, that's favor. Number five, what is favor? Favor means the receipt of blessings, according to Deuteronomy 28 verse 8, the receipt of blessings. And the Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. That will be your testimony in Jesus' name. Quickly this morning, examples of those that secured favor. Number one is the man called Joseph. Joseph was an embodiment of favor. Right from his father's house, he secured favor. His father had many sons, but he was handpicked and brought out to the extent that his father made a coat of many colors for him, which he did not make for others. Genesis 37 verse 3. Genesis 37 verse 3. He secured a coat of many colors, which his brothers never secured. You know, when you are favored, people will naturally hate you. That is, those that are your enemies, then they will naturally, because they will be wondering, how come people love you so much? You, among five sons, among three sons, usually, most of the time, there is a father's favorite. Sometimes there's a mother's favorite. You love all of them, but there's one that is so paramount in your heart. Maybe because of the circumstances of the person's birth, maybe because of one situation or another that characterizes the person's birth, maybe one thing that happened to you around that time, you just have a special affection for that child. Somebody say amen. I know as I'm talking, you understand what I'm saying. You have seen it, you have experienced it. Right even inside slavery, Joseph was still favored. He was favored to the extent that God favored his master just because Joseph was in his house. I can't imagine it. You have a slave that you bought with your money, and all of a sudden things turn around for the better for you. You know, there are some people you employ in your company. Immediately you employ them, not up to 3 months, your company will skyrocket. There are some, just not more than 3 days, there will be a problem in the company. Either there is fire outbreak, or armed robbery come and break the safe of the company, or the car has car accidents. But Joseph is not like that. In Genesis 39, verse 4 and 5, his master was blessed simply because Joseph was there. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put into his hands. Verse 5. It came to pass, can we read it together, everybody? 1, 2, go. And it came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for whose sake? Joseph was a slave in this house. Immediately God, the master, handed over everything to Joseph. There was a drastic turnaround. God doesn't visit Potiphar's house. When Joseph entered the place, God started going there regularly. When God now saw that Joseph was now the one in charge, God said, you are now the one in charge here. All right. Let the windows of heaven be open for your master. I pray for everybody here that is serving in one place or the other. Your entry into that place shall bring forth lifting in that place. I pray for every woman here today. Your entry into your husband's life shall bring forth a drastic turnaround in your husband's life. Can I hear you say a big amen? There will be no regret concerning your husband getting married to you. If I were you, I would say louder amen. It's one of the reasons why a lot of women lose their homes. Because the husband began to count, when she came, this won't happen, that won't happen, this won't happen. Things are down now. It wasn't like that before. And then you will see the guy's mother will come and be sweeping the house and be singing some songs. And be sweeping the house and be singing some songs like, wife, carry your kaya and leave this place. Like she's trying to sweep away the badness that had entered their family. That will never be your portion. I say that will never be your portion. That's why this issue of favor is very important. I can go on and on and on this issue of Joseph. To the extent that I've written a whole book on this issue of Joseph. Because he's one of the characters in the Bible that I have seen that there are many things to learn from his life. My prayer is that you will not lack favor. And this favor in this man's life moved him from grass to grace. Moved him from a zero to a hero. Moved him from a poor person to a rich person. Moved him from a slave to a prime minister. From a person that is a non-entity to a person that is a some entity. When Joseph's father died, the whole Egypt moved. They went with him for the burial. It's like the whole city cleaned out just because of his relevance. Favor distinguish him. You are the next woman, the next man, the next boy, the next girl that God is going to lift through favor. Examples of those that enjoyed favor quickly this morning. Number two is the children of Israel. The children of Israel were strugglers. They were struggling. In Genesis chapter 3 verse 21, you will see that they were struggling until God remembered them through his favor. Exodus chapter 3 verse 21. God remembered them through his favor and changed their life through the appointment of a man called Moses. Exodus 3:21. He appointed that man and says, I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptian. For 400 years they were struggling. 400 years. They were struggling and struggling and struggling and struggling until one day. Someone say one day. Today is that one day for you. Today is that one day for you. One day, they were remembered. And God gave them favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And their story began to change. To the extent that their story changed and changed, that the Egyptians favored them in Exodus 12 verse 36. Exodus 12 36. The Egyptians favored them and began to give them goods and possessions. They began to release possessions and jewels to them. Exodus 12, that, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. That is, they packed everything. Every of their possessions were handed over to the Israelites. That is how somebody is here today. What you never labored for, God is going to transfer it to your account. Businesses you were not there when they set up, God is going to allow you to be a major stakeholder in that business. Can I hear your loudest amen? I can preach on and on that, but because of time, we'll move also to number three. Example of those that enjoyed favor is Naphtali. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 23. Deuteronomy chapter 33, 23. The Bible says, Naphtali. And Naphtali, he said, Naphtali, satisfied with favor. God will satisfy you with favor. God satisfied this man with favor to the extent that everything about his life changed. And full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. Possess, that is, favor makes you possess beyond your immediate environment. Say, possess the west, possess the south. That is how somebody's coast will be enlarged here today. And of course, on the examples of those that enjoyed favor, number four is a man called Samuel. Samuel was a distinguished man, was a prophet who enjoyed the best of favor. 1 Samuel 2 verse 26. 1 Samuel 2 verse 26. He was not a prophet without profit. He was a prophet that enjoyed the favor of God. And the child Samuel grew up and was in favor both with God and with men. As he grew up, he was growing in favor on one side with God, on one side with men. The same thing happened to Jesus. He was also growing in favor both with God and with men. That is how somebody is here today. Your favor rate and your favor level shall be multiplied. I say your favor rate shall be multiplied. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Your favor level shall be multiplied. What are the benefits of favor? What do you start to gain when God favors you? We'll take that real quick and then we'll move on this one. Number one is promotion. Promotion in Genesis 41, 38 to 44. Because there was nobody like Joseph in favor and in the grace of God, God lifted him up and he took over from Pharaoh practically. And Pharaoh said to his servant, can we find such one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has shown you this, shown thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thee. Somebody say favor. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land. How can somebody who is a mere, ex-convict, he just shaved his beard that same morning. He ate beans in the prison in the morning, and by afternoon he was already in this realm. Go to verse 42. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck, and he made him to ride on the second chariot. It's like the king having two Prado jeeps or two BMW jeeps, 2018 model. Just two of them. You know, the Bible said the second. It didn't say amongst the many. Just like governors have spare bulletproof cars. They have most governors and presidents have two. So just in case one has a problem, they want to travel, they move with it. With the other one. He gave him the second one. He didn't say go and order your own car separately. Even in Nigeria, when people are appointed, they will still go and be ordering cars from different places. The president, Pharaoh, could not wait to order another car. He gave him his personal car. He said, take my personal car and begin to ride. Not only that, he gave him a wife instantly. That's why many that are here today, still looking up to God for a wife, God is going to bless you with that in the name of Jesus. If you go to verse 44 and 45, you will see how he gave unto him the daughter of a priest as a wife. To God alone be all the glory. God is going to promote you through his favor today. In Psalms 89 verse 17, Psalms 89 verse 17, God also explains to us there the importance of this favor and the connection of this favor to the issue of progress and promotion. Also, in the book of Psalms 75 verse 6 to 7, God also explains to us that it's the one that promotes. Promotion cometh not from the east. Promotion cometh neither from the east or from the west or from the south. For God is the judge of all. He pulled that one and he set it up another. God will set you up for a promotion. I'm just on 25% of my message and time is running. Number two, benefit of favor is the possession of resources and gifts. When you are favored, you possess possessions and gifts. I told you earlier on, you saw how the children of Israel in Exodus 12 verse 36 collected possessions from Egyptians. Also, Nehemiah in Nehemiah 2 verse 4 to 5 was able to possess possessions from his boss to rebuild the wall of Jericho. Nehemiah 2, 4 to 5 and verse 8. Then the king said, go to verse 4. Thank you, Jesus. Then the king said unto him, for what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. And I said unto the king, please. And I said to the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchre, that I may build it. And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's fort. You know the rest of the story. How the king released everything that Nehemiah needed to rebuild. Free of the Bible never said that he collected any money from him. Everything needed to build his house was released. Somebody's here today. I say this prophetically. Everything you need to build your house, God is going to send somebody to release them to you all at once. God is going to send somebody to you to give it to you today in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Benefit of divine favor is the possession of resources and gifts. Possession of resources. And that's why people just see you and just give you gifts. They just give you gifts. Gift of houses. Gift of cars. Cash gifts. Cloth gifts. Resources gifts. Gifts of visas. And trips abroad. Can I hear your loudest amen? Number three, benefit of favor is marital settlement. And I like this one very much. Marital settlement. In Proverbs 18 verse 22. Proverbs 18 verse 22. The Bible explains to us the importance of this. It says, whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor. It means favor is the principal thing for one to get married. A man that lacks favor cannot find a wife. A lady that lacks favor cannot be found by a man. It is not only the makeup that determines the end up. I've seen ladies who punch their hair 8 places. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Some even did up to 12 to count for each year, each month of the year. One for January, one for February, one for June, July. Yet no man is seen them. Some punch their nose. Some punch their eyes. Yet, nothing to show. Some put some things in their eye like this that you cannot even understand it. You can't explain it. You are just wondering, what's going on here? And the thing will not be making the eyes doing like you are looking at a dog. Yet, they just look and pass. But once favor gets to your life, everything becomes easy. The best man just comes to you. Hello, I've been looking at you for a long time. I just want to say that I appreciate your simple look. Can I have your number? You know I've been there before, so I understand. I know the procedure. I know the procedure for this thing. It's just that during my time, there was no WhatsApp. So, it even makes it easy now with WhatsApp. Praise the Lord. You will not make a mistake. Every of my daughters that are here today and the ladies watching me from anywhere and those present here, the bone of your bone and the flesh of your flesh will connect with you in the name of Jesus. All the men that are here today not married, you will find your own wife. You will find your own wife. Every lady under the sound of my voice, you will be findable in the name of Jesus. Whatever is covering up the face of that guy from seeing you, whatever is not making him to see you, yet is around you, God is going to remove that plaque in the name of Jesus. Let's move on because of time. We are just on 35% of the message and we have 10 minutes more. Let's move on very quickly. Benefits of favor number 4 is preference and acceptance. Mary was selected amongst many women that were virgins. She was preferred. Luke 1:30. She was preferred. She enjoyed preference. She enjoyed acceptance. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou had found favor with God." What did Mary find with God? Favor with God. Favor. He said, "Don't bother yourself. You have found. You will find favor with God. 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 You will find favor with man." Preference. And as a person, I've enjoyed this so much. I go to places, they just say, "We prefer you. We prefer you. You are the one that we want. We prefer you. We prefer you." That is how God is going to make you enjoy acceptance everywhere you go. God is going to make you accepted everywhere you go in the name of Jesus. Quickly this morning, because of the limited time we have, how to access favor. How do you access favor? Number 1, walk in wisdom. Proverbs 14 verse 35. The king's favor is towards a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causeth shame. Walk in wisdom. To walk in foolishness is to lack the favor of God. To walk with stupidity is to end up as a nonentity. To walk in stupidity is to end as a nonentity. So walk wisely. Let your conduct yourself with wisdom. Use your, when you are behaving, walk with wisdom. When you are talking, talk with wisdom. It's better to keep quiet than to just open one's mouth and talk nonsense. And then one is now living in regret. Walk in wisdom if you want to walk in favor. It's just wisdom to be punctual at your place of work. It's wisdom. It's wisdom. So they said the resumption time is 7:30. It's It's wisdom to be there before that time. It's wisdom. It's wisdom to be hardworking. It's just simple wisdom. But if you are not hardworking, it's suffering. It's suffering. According to the book of Proverbs 18, verse 9. If you are not ready to work, the person that is not hardworking is just like is like a great waster. He also that is slothful in his work is a brother to him that is a great waster. A person that is not hardworking and a person that is a waster are the same thing. Walk with wisdom. Walk with wisdom. Walk with wisdom. It is wisdom for you to respect and honor the person that employed you to work. You can't be greater than your master. It is wisdom. It's just natural wisdom. So to be doing chest like this, or you're doing face like this, or you are walking, that kind of person will favor, will be withdrawn. It will be withdrawn. Number two, how to access favor is walk in righteousness. Walk in righteousness. In Psalms 5 verse 12, Psalm 5 verse 12, the Bible says, For the Lord we bless the righteous with favor, without compassing with a shield. Walk in righteousness. Iniquity affects your favor level. When a man or a woman decides to walk in iniquity, he has decided to execute his or her favor level. You have decided to terminate the favor level. In Proverbs 3, verse 3 to 4. Proverbs 3, verse 3 to 4. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of thy heart. So that thou shalt find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. When you walk in righteousness, you find favor with God and with man. When you naturally a sinner, a person that loves sin and lives in sin, lacks favor. We lack favor. Proverbs 14, verse 9, also speak to us. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 9. Fools make a mock at sin. But among the righteous, there is favor. A fool will be doing sin. Will be smoking. I'll be laughing. One of the signs of foolishness. Drinking something they say will kill you. And the person is drinking it and he's. Bible says a fool will be laughing when he's sinning. A foolish person will be into sin and he will still be doing it. He will still be feeling cool. He'll be doing guy with tramadol. One guy took tramadol recently and he traumatized himself to hellfire. From the point of his tramadolization, he initiated himself into the realm of hellfireization. That is, he got extraordinary promotion. From primary one to master slave. Praise the Lord. Sin is a killer. It will kill the favor level. It will exterminate the favor level. That's why when you see a sinner, what you see, you should have compassion, pity. You should pity the person. You should say, you see a sinner, you pity the person. I pity this person. Let me quickly talk to the person before he will just meme. Number three, how to access favor is to go before God always in prayer. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 11. Ask and you shall receive. You know that scripture very well. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. He that ask and receive it. He that seek it, find it. He that knock it, the door is open unto him. Is there any one of you that his son will ask for a bread and will give him a stone? Or will ask for a fish or give him a serpent? If you as evil men know how to give good things to your children, how shall he not with God freely give you all things? So if you are a person of prayer, you access favor. Psalms chapter 119, verse 58. Psalm 119, verse 58. I entreated thy favor wholeheartedly. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. You don't wait for favor. You entreat God's favor. You don't say, my favor is coming. You go to God in the place. That's why those that don't pray lack favor. Prayerlessness bats favorlessness. When you see a man or a woman that when it's time to pray, he's suddenly tired. You see a person whose life is lacking of favor. When you see a woman who lacks prayer, she's almost turning towards a minus. Because it is almost important. They say, if you find any man that is successful, you see a good woman beside. One of the major things that a woman should be doing is prayer, intercession. Also a man. Only the prayer. attract the favor of God. And we are in a generation where many are so lazy in the place of prayer. An average Christian prays 3 minutes per day. 1 minute in the morning, 1 minute in the afternoon if there's time, or 1 minute at night. Average Christian. And those that are a little better move to 10 minutes a day. Then you see some who are fairly better, 30 minutes. Then those who are stable, 1 hour. If you don't pray 1 hour a day, you are not yet a stable Christian. You are not a stable Christian. You are not yet. Your salvation is not even sure because you are not stable. You are not stable. Prayer is the soul of life. If you are not praying, what else? You are not communicating with the person you say you have given your life to. What are you not doing? You must be praying or you are playing. Either you are praying or I don't care the country you are watching me from. And I don't care where you are from. Either you are praying or you are playing with your life. Number 4, how to access favor is excellence in your task. Proverbs 13 verse 15. Excellence in your task. Anything you are doing, do it excellently well. Good understanding, give it favor. But the way of the transgressor is hard. Also in Proverbs 18 verse 16. A man's gift make it room for him and bring him before great men. Anything you are doing, do it with excellence. You have favor. Any work you are doing, do it as if that work is so crucial, so important. Don't take any work casually. That your small shop can become like ShopRite tomorrow. That your small business can become like ShopRite tomorrow. Now, since their own is ShopRite, you call your own shop left. Or you call it another name that you like. So, sometimes when my children come, I say, Daddy, can you take us to ShopRite? My wife will say, hey, ShopRite, call. Shop left. Go read your book. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God will help us in Jesus' name. Do your work with excellence. Do your work with excellence. Let a touch of excellence be in everything you are doing. People will want to favor you. Customers will be coming. Customers will be coming. Customers will be coming because they enjoy your service. They enjoy your service and they enjoy the quality of your service. Number 5, how to access favor is be faithful in whatever is committed into your hands. He that is not faithful in little is not faithful also in much. In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58 also explains to us why we must be steadfast. Say, therefore, my beloved, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. Anything you are doing, let the circle of faithfulness be added to it. Be faithful in your task. Be faithful in your work. Anything given to you, do it as unto God. Do it as unto God. Let faithfulness be your watchword. Let faithfulness be your watchword. Always. Let faithfulness be your watchword. And number 6 is give favor to others. There are some people in this life, the only thing they want in this life is to receive. That's not how to receive favor. If you want favor, give favor. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 explains that to us. Galatians 6 verse 7. And verse 9. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever is man soweth, that shall he also reap. Verse 9. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we fail not. So keep giving favor. Any opportunity you have to give favor, give it. You know that story of Abraham? I think in Genesis 18 or so, where he met those people and he brought them into his house to come and eat. He saw them, strangers, not knowing that he was entertaining God that would bring about his children. Be a man or a woman. He just lifted up his eyes and he saw strangers and he began to bless them. Don't be a hardened-hearted person. There are some people, they hate when they have visitors in the house. They hate it. When they have visitors, they will be so angry. They will be singing song until the visitor pack is loaded. They will start singing. Or they will be unnecessarily aggressive. You know, action speaks louder than voice. Somebody is watching television, you go and switch off the television. Somebody is putting on the light saying, switch off the light. What do you mean? I mean, all of us on the back. Oh my God. It's very easy to speak. See, for me as a person, I even pick, I pick, uh, 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 I, I healthy conduct more from countenance than speech, because speech is the most deceptive. Somebody can be telling you now, I love you, and the person is in his heart is saying, if I can just get you to the bed, you can see what will happen. From there, I take off. Yes. So I pick as a person. We'll speak about that another day because of time. Time has gone now. Give favor to people. Give favor to people. They're going home. You see people that are looking for a car. Carry them. And don't toast any one of them in the car. Then there's some people like that. They'll be looking for who to carry. So that they can carry them. So that they can carry them to quarrel hotels. Within 2 minutes, they have collected all the data. Your phone number, your email, your this, your that. Okay. Your address. How is everything? Do you stay alone? All these irrelevant questions. Everything, they've collected it. Immediately you enter your house, you are just removing your shoe. Your phone has already rang. I was the one that picked you now. That one is not unto favor, it's unto iniquity. If I carry you in my car, I will ask you a question like we did yesterday. Are you born again? Do you know Jesus? Which church do you attend? Do you know Jesus? I give you a hand bill. We're going yesterday, myself and Pastor Moshebi, we're going for visitation, and then a man stopped us. I should help him to carry a young lady. I don't know if she's here this morning. We invited her yesterday. And we brought her in, and we asked her, which one do you attend? This one. That's one. That's how you should live your life. Not all this. Even before they even say you should, you even stop. Hello. Hop in. And before the AC even blow to the person, you want to collect the money of your AC through going to. May the Lord have mercy on us. Give legit favor, not favor that has a corner. Give favor. Good favor. Most of the time, give favor to those that cannot repay you. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And of course, give favor to those that God have used for you. Those that God is using for you to bless you. Don't be a person that is giving favor to outside without giving favor to those that God is using for you. No, that's hypocrisy. Give favor to those that God is using to bless you and to uplift you and to help you. And lastly, if you want favor, love God passionately. The lovers of God are men and women that assess with 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the heart of man what God has in store for them that love him. If you love God, friends, you have signed for favor. Every lover of God has signed up for favor. Once you love God, favor will be pursuing you. In your house, favor will be pursuing you. In your family, favor will be pursuing you. In your husband's place of work, favor will be pursuing him. In your own shop, in your business, in your career, favor will be pursuing you. When they are bringing out promotion lists, the reason why many lack favor is because the love of God is lacking. And how do you know if you love God? It is your attitude to the things of God. The work of God, the house of God, your giving life. Those are the things that shows you if you love God. The regularity of your wanting to be around God, it shows your love for God. If you are able to love God passionately, He will bless you massively. He will give you favor beyond. Listen, by God's grace and privilege, the level of favor that we assess by His privilege and His grace is beyond what our certificate can give us. It's far beyond what it can give us. It's far beyond what any president can give us. What any governor can give us. If anybody calls me for any political post now, it's an insult on God. It's an insult on God. So come and take this post. It's an insult on God. For what? Is there something that I need that might not call my maker for? And I'll be going to change viral with some people somewhere? If you love God, no devil can stop your favor. No devil. Before you call it, it comes. Before you call it, it comes. Before you ask for it, it gives it to you. You get to a point whereby before you ask, God has already answered you. That is the level that God is taking you to. That is the level that God is taking you to. That is the level that God is taking you to. I decree this morning a baptism, a new baptism of the spirit of love is released to you this morning in the name of Jesus. I must not close this service this morning without calling on my...
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.